This sale is only for one copy of this shear. Reproduction in any type or form is strictly prohibited.
Zion Amid Beis, 8 shears up from the bottom. Tone de Rabbi Shmuel. Leila Yudala, the nights of the 14th. Beit Kines Achomes Leohanea. Although there's no proof to this thing, there's some hint to it. There's a hint. Why did he have to have two psukim on Chafes and Neiles? The Chafes and Neiles. Both psukim are the same. Bechitem, because you might say, "Hi, Beisahi." That time, I will search out Yerushalayim by Neiris. Maybe it's not because Neir is such a good method of searching out. I can say, "Kula, he is only a leniency." Hashem says, "I won't look too well. I won't look too carefully as well. I use only Neiris." Kula de Kamachman. He's saying, "Kula, a leniency." I won't search out Yerushalayim with the light of a torch. Avukah means a torch. They know fish because it gives very much light, and I'll see too much. I'll see too many sins. I'm going to search out Yerushalayim by the light of a lamp. That's very small, this light. The oven rabbe mishtake, only big sins will be discovered by that little light. The oven zuta mishtake, small sins won't be discovered. So therefore, that pasuk is not a good proof that a neir is good for bedike. On the contrary, a neir is not good for bedike. Only avuka torch is good for bedike, because a neir is mentioned that pasuk maybe only to show Hashem won't examine carefully. But we want something that will examine carefully, Rabbi Dikas Chomes. So if you have that objection, now that's not a real psalm posse. But it could be, you might want to say that psalm posse, that is actually a leniency and not a sign of a good bedike. Toshma, from another posse. Ne'er Hashem, Nishmas Odom. There, it says, Chofes Kol Chadrei Boten, makes a thorough inspection. So see, Neir is good for a thorough inspection too, said Rabbanon. You cannot be made the chomes by the light of the sun, and not by the light of the moon. And not by the light of a torch. Ela only loyer aneya. For the light of a neir is good for bedikah. There's no proof, but there's a hint. It says, the light of the sun, this light of the sun, that's not good for B'dikas Chometz. What's the case? In he's bathing in his yard to see that there's no chometz, and in the yard the sun is shining. You mean to say you have to have a lamp to bathe in his yard, and the sun shines out good enough? A chotzer does not need any bdike at all. Because birds are found there. The birds pick up all the chometz that's in the yard. So there's no need to be afraid there's some chametz in your yard. So the yard does not need b'dikas chametz at all. Elo yamasei b'achsada. Achsada is a pavilion with a roof over it, but no walls. So birds are afraid to come there. And there you have to be b'dikas chametz. So he says, you cannot be b'dikas by sunlight, you have to have a lamp, an air. But Rabbi said, achsada, a pavilion, is examined by its own light. The light that comes in under that roof from the sides, because there's no walls, is good enough. You don't need any other kind of illumination. What are you telling me? You cannot be bathing with sunlight? In the case of Achshav, the sunlight is good enough. But Sri Rupa says, no, you're right. When we say sunlight is not good enough, the aruba, the becheda, a window in a room. Aruba is a skylight. Let's say there's a low house with a low roof and there's a skylight. And when you're bathing, by means of the light of the skylight. So you're not bathing, you have to use a lamp, not the sunlight. Where? In which area of the room does he need a lamp, a neach? If I should say, the Bahadi Aruba, just underneath the skylight. Underneath the skylight? You mean to tell me the sunlight is not good enough? A skylight is like an achsadra, just like an achsadra pavilion. You can be bathing by the light that comes in because there's a lot of light. So also a skylight. Right underneath the skylight, it's well illuminated by the sunlight, so you don't need any lamp. Eliyahu must say, Lizdodin, or sides of the room around the skylight. You might say, since the light of the day shines in through the skylight, illuminates the rest of the room too. He says, no. Underneath the skylight, exactly, it's well illuminated. But on the sides of the room, it's somewhat dim, and therefore, you have to have a lamp to be bathing. Say that. So therefore, since the sun won't help, sunlight won't help for the size of the room, therefore you have to wait till nighttime and use a nair. But the nair is not effective that much when there's still some daylight around. So you wait until night and you bathe for your hanair. Again, underneath the arubo, you don't need any bidika. Take a look and see, sunlight is enough. But on the sides, since the light is not good enough, you need a nair, so you wait until nighttime and make the dig with a nair. Frey the Gemara Ba'aruch, hello, the Braise above said, a torch not. A torch is no good. You're my, to see what's meant by the Pasik, Venoiga, Koyer, there'll be a brilliance like real light. It means the Tzadikim in Olam Habo, the faces will shine with the light. It'll be a brilliance, just like light, tia it will be. Rays from Hashem's hand will shine on their faces. And there you see the concealed strength of Hashem, which is concealed in this world, as that tzaddik in this world, his face seems like anybody else's face. But in the world to come, the righteous people, their faces will be illuminated. So shom there, chev, you'll see the concealed strength of Hashem. Now, and Rabbi comment on that pasuk. L'mor tzadikim doimim. To what are tzadikim compared when their faces will shine with that light? In the presence of the Shechinah, after the Shechinah is a greater light. K'neir b'fnei avukeh, like a lamp in the front of an avukeh. Now when avukeh, a torch is burning, so it has a big light. So the neir has a small light. So also the tzaddikim have a small light compared to Hashem's big light. So we see that an avukeh is a much stronger light than a neir. So what's the Baraita saying? You're not bedik leir avukeh? What's wrong with an avukeh if it has such a good light? When you make Havdolah and want to make a bracha on artificial light, so avukeh is better than anything else. That's what we do. We use a candle that has two wicks or more together. Two wicks or more together is called avukeh. One wick is an air. A double wick or more is avukeh. So you see avukeh is really a good light and is preferable to an air. So what is the wise to say? Avukeh is possible for B'dikas Chametz. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ze Aner Yochol Lachnisa, is able to bring it in the chayr into holes or the zlok into cracks. Ze, but that Avukeh, the torch, has a big flame, is afraid. Eino Yochol Lachnisa chayr zlok. So he won't make a good B'dikah. to hold the torch away from corners or from holes and try to peer into the hole with the faraway light of the torch. So we're going to do a good job. But a Ner has only a small flame, he brings it close, and he can examine successfully even close places. That's why Aruka is possible. Not because Aruka doesn't give a good light, but people won't make a right bedikah with Aruka, they're afraid it'll set fire to the house. Rav Zvida Amar Ze Oira Lefon Aruka, a Ner, casts a light ahead of it. Ze Aruka, Oira Lefon, casts a light behind. This I can't explain why that is. But that's what he's saying. A Ner casts a light ahead, that's what you need to look into wherever the place you are. The Ner sends a light ahead. Aruka casts a light behind you. And behind you, you don't need it. You're not looking with eyes in the back of your head. Rav Popi Amar Another Is. High voice. Aruka is afraid. People in general are afraid. They might set fire to them too, or fire to the house. The high but a Ner, low voice. So if you're afraid, you won't do a good bedikah. And there has a steady light. The flame is steady. The flame dances up and down, not regular. And therefore you can't see well. When the light is not steady, even if it's a bigger light, but it's not steady, it interferes with your sight, and therefore you'll miss some comments. You overlook some comments, say that. As the Mishnah we learn, Kol mokim sheimach nisim bechomets, where they don't bring in chomets, it is not necessary to be boidek. Right, the Gemara, the word kol, what's it come to add? Kol mokim lasuyimai, what does it come to add? Kol is emphasis. And the Gemara, lasuyiho, the Torah Rabbah, to add what's in his bison. Koyle bais, holes in the wall of the house. Upper walls, upper holes, these higher holes, and holes that are lower in the walls, it does not have to be Vedic. Because holes that are high, people don't bother putting things in them. They're too low, you have to bend down, they also don't bother putting things in them. Now this would imply maybe holes in the middle that are within the hand's reach, you do have to be baited. Gag Hayetziah, the roof of a shed that's built up against the house. And Rashi explains, it's a leaning roof, a lean-to roof. You don't have to be baited there because any chomets that would have been there would have fallen off, slides off. It's an inclined roof. The Gag Hamigdo, the roof of a closet where they keep food. So the food is kept inside, not on top of that migdol. So you don't have to look up what's going on the top. The Efes Bokor, a stall where you keep cattle, had there been any chomets, the cattle would have eaten it up. The Lulin, also chicken, houses chicken coops, and any chomets there, the chicken would have eaten it up. Umazben, a place where they keep straw. Now therefore, there's no need for anybody to bring chametz in there. Oitzres yayin, oitzres shemen, and places where they store up kegs of wine and kegs of oil, also ein tzrichim bedikah, because it's not a place where people go in with food. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he adds, oimer mito hacholeket v'sech habayis, if a bed divides the room, or mafseket, now Rashi learned mafsekes, it doesn't reach the floor. It means it doesn't go all the way down to the floor. The bottom of the bed has a space underneath it. Tzricha b'dikah, kniz b'dikah. Rashi learns kniz b'dikah underneath that bed. And Tesis learns a different shot. Tesis learns from mafsekes, the bed goes across the room, and the bed divides the room in two. So therefore, between the door and the bed, you have to be bedik. Because maybe you brought in chametz. But behind the bed, since it's not accessible, unless you crawl across the bed or underneath the bed, so people don't bring chametz on that part of the room that's behind the bed. That's what he's saying. So that's one of the seconds that the bed does not reach the floor. So you need brick underneath the bed. And there's a mafsekes, if the bed is mafsek, and divides the room in two, so you need brick up to the bed. That's how there's a lampshad. So you have brick up to the bed. But the part of the room that's behind the bed does not need brick. Say that. Or mean is, ask the kasha on this. You'll learn, choyer shebeino demachave, a hole that goes through the wall to his neighbor's apartment. Ze bedik ad mokem shiyode bagaz. This one should be bedik as far as his hand can reach. Ze bedik ad mokem shiyode bagaz. We have short, and what remains between the reach of the two hands, out of reach of the two hands, mevatle believer. Each one should be mevatle. Rabbi Shimon Gomiel, amen. Mitach oleket resef habayis. Eitzim v'avonim siduim tachten, wood is laid out underneath the bed, umafsekes, and the sehev dike, does not need the dike. So we have two kasha, kasha mita amita. Above he said needs bedike, he said does not need bedike. Kasha chera nachera, above he said the holes don't need bedike, he said the hole does need bedike. Answering more, chera nachera lo kasha, ho vi eloi batetoi. Above we're talking holes that are high or too low. This hole is in the middle. So therefore it's handy to put things in, therefore you have to be Vedic. By the way, when it says holes that are low down, you don't have to be Vedic, that's where there are no children. But the children have to be Vedic even those holes too. If the bed is high, so Rasha learned you can put things underneath the bed. That's a Vedic. But if the bed goes all the way down, very low, people don't put things under their bed, they don't have to be bathed. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. And Tesis learned, hold him, the bed is too high for people to climb over. So don't be bathing back by the bed. Nobody will climb over. But the bed is low, people can climb over their bed and go to the back part of the room. Or it's the opposite. Hold him, the bed is high, so people can easily climb under the bed to the other part of the room. They have to be bathing back of the room. If it's low, you can't go underneath the bed, and therefore nobody will go to the back of the room and carry hummus. Two different pirushim. But that's all. It's up to you. Only eitz v'shemen ain't sorei v'dike. And to Gemara. Hocha b'maya skin. Here, when we say that it needs bedike, the mishtapik, if it's used for daily use. Two kinds of eitzah. There's an eitzah that you put away wine, and you keep it for a long time, and nobody goes there. Unless, from time to time, they need something. But there are eitzahs that you keep handy for daily use, every day, when you need new wine to go down to those eitzahs. So the eitzahs that are in daily use, we're afraid that the shamish or somebody went down in the middle of the suda when the wine was finished, so went down to get more wine and was carrying his bread in his hand. So he continued to eat. And he went down to the place where the eitzah to get the wine. So while he was picking up the keg of wine, he put down his bread on one of the barrels and forgot it there. So they have a mishtapik. If he's using it for daily use, those eitzahs or yayin do need bedikah. So why make a difference between yayin and shemen? Answering on. Shemen yesh kva l'achila. For eating, people know beforehand how much to set a limit to the eating. So they take enough shemen for the eating. In the middle, they won't ever have to go down again to look for more shemen. But yayin ain't kva l'ishtia. You can drink, and afterward you want to drink still more. So therefore, even though he prepared wine for the suda, in the middle of the suda, they drink all the wine up, and they decide to go down for no more, and he takes his pass with him. Say that. Tony Rabbi came from Bovel. So he said, also, Oitzes Sheikha be Bovel, ke Oitzes Yayin be Atzisar. In Bovel, they drank Sheikha. That means beer made out of dates. In Atzisar, he didn't do that. He only drank wine. Be Mishtapik. If it's a place where he uses every day, Therefore, Oitzre Shechor have to have Bedikin in Bavel. Omer Rav Chisda, Beidong, a place where they keep fish, ain't sort of Bedikin. Fragmor, Tanya learns Shechor Bedikin, does need Bedikin, and he'll catch. Omer Rav, where they keep big fish, so you don't have the Bedik, because people prepare beforehand for the Suda. And they won't need in the middle of the Suda another big fish. Hope is of a small fish, it could happen in the middle of the Suda, they decided to take another small fish. So he'll go down to the Eitzah of Doggy with bread in his hand, say that.